Next patient is Ronald Metzer. Please endoscopy to Dr. Sambono and Dr. Usman Javed. Patient with a history of cardiomyopathy, status post defibrillator implantation period. Patient is recently seen at St. Agnes Medical Center. With a malfunction of the defibrillator lead period, apparently the patient had a very high pace in the short period. Dr. Basaron plays a leadless pacemaker and referred to me for further management of the device period. Patient has a defibrillator initially implanted in 2012 period. Pacemaker defibrillator interrogation today showed high pace in threshold from both left ventricular lead as well as right ventricular lead and low lead impedance period. Apparently, patient's device was tested about 2 weeks ago by Dr. Bono. At that time, the function was normal period. Current medication, metoprolol, lisinopril period, allergies, non-allergic allergies. Review system, 12-point review system is reviewed on examination. Blood pressure control, 9078, pulse is 80, respiration sustained. Weight is 159 pound. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear bilaterally, heart is regular rate and rhythm. 1 hour, 6 systolic murmur, head of the left and border, there is no gallop or up. Abdomen soft, normal active, ball sound estimated, no edema. Click emission number 1, malfunction of the defibrillated lead. Recommendation, discuss with the patient regarding extraction of both left ventricular as well as right ventricular lead and implantation of new device and lead period. Apparently, the device battery is only good for another 2 years period. The procedure is going to benefit. Discuss with the patient. Phosphorus can include but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart, blood vessel damage, and even death period. Patient agreed for the procedure. Please send a copy to Dr. Usman Javed and Dr. Sambono.